Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Tezvav, a special night version of this daf. What? The Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah, we always like to mention when we have this chus of Razei Torah are only revealed at night, so we'll have a couple of Reb Chaims and Briska Ravs to give us the secrets of Psulei HaMukdashim, which is the lion's share of today's daf. Okay, we are on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We'll start with the two dots. My voice is a little scratchy, but Bez Hashem, Shem Yazor. Imesu Yipadu. So if you remember, the Mishnah that we had on in the Daf Yud Dalet on top was the chilek between when a karbon got a mum. If a karbon had a mum kavua before you amakdash it, so that karbon never achieved Kedushas HaGuf. It only has Kedushas Damim, and therefore when it is redeemed, so then it doesn't have any Isurim, there's no Isur of Giza Vavoda, and the Vlad and the Chal of his Mutter, V'chulu, and it's like an regular Chulin animal. But if it has first Hakdasha, and then it has... and then it gets the mum kavua, so then it is considered as it has kedushas aguf, and even after it is nifta, and it gets a mum kavua afterwards, still we say it retains its kedushas aguf, and even if you redeem it afterwards, there's still an issur of giza avoda. That's the regular case. That's called psulei hamukdashin. Okay, so says the Gemara. Now two dots on yudar amabes. Imesu yipadu. This is the case of the reisha. We're still on the reisha. Imesu yipadu. If the animal dies, again, which animal? That it had a mum before the hagdasha, and therefore it only has kedushas haguf, then you are allowed to redeem it after it died. Even though, why are you redeeming it? You're not going to be able to eat it. It may su yipadu. It only has kushas damim. Sorry. So, you're allowed to redeem it. So why are you redeeming it? As we'll see in a second. Even though you're not going to be able to eat it, you're still allowed to redeem it. Second line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu, Divrei Reb Shimon. This is the shita of Reb Shimon. De Amar, because Reb Shimon says, Kachi Mizbeach, Havi Bechal Hamadav Aracha, Kachi Bedek Abayis, Havi Bechal Hamadav Aracha. There is a din based on a pasuk that for certain types of karbanos, it has to be able to be stood up, stand up and be evaluated before it is redeemed. So which type of karbanos require that? So Reb Shimon holds, Kachi Mizbeach have that requirement, that they have to stand up and be ne'erach, but Kachi Bedek Abayis do not. So therefore, we're talking about Kachi Bedek Abayis here. It had a mum before the Hakdasha. That's why there is no requirement for Ha'amad of Ha'aracha. And that's why, even if it dies while it's in the state of Hektish, it can be Nifta. Ditznan, where's Reb Shimon? It's a Mishnah in Meseches Timura, on Daf Lamed Beis. Ditznan, Reb Shimon Omer, Kadshe Bedek Habayis, Imesu Yipadu. Kadshe Bedek Habayis, Reb Shimon holds. If they die, Padu. Umodir Reb Shimon agrees, by Babal Mum Me'ikaro Shenifta. If an animal has a Mum Me'ikaro before it was Hukdash, Shenifta, it can be redeemed. My time, Adam Akra. Us osa osalim ute ba'mumeikaru. So if an animal has a mum before it is hukdash, so it only achieves kedushas damim, and therefore Reb Shimon holds it does not require ha'amada v'ha'aracha, and it can be redeemed immediately. Period. Now the Gemara adds, aval chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, which chachamim? We didn't quote any chachamim. All we quoted was one sheet of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. So Rashi tells us these Rashi's are printed on the next amud. Some reason they didn't make it onto this amud. So Rashi on the top of the second Rashi, third Rashi, atas of the base says Rashi, lav hanach rabbanan the pligilei Reb Shimon. These aren't the rabbanan of that mishnah of Reb Shimon that we just quoted. That rabbanan we'll talk about in a few minutes. This is a different rabbanan. So the chachamim omrim, we have another brisa that says in mesu yikavru. We have another brisa that says in the case of our mishnah where the mum preceded the hektish, meaning there's only kedushas damim. Even in that case, yikavru, one is not allowed to do redeeming. What is not allowed to do? Pidyon. So man chachamim, who are those chachamim? Tana devei Levi, who is the Tana devei Levi? The Tana devei Levi. Bei Levi says, hakol hayu bichlal ha'amad v'aracha. Really, all animals, kachay bedek abayis and kachay mizbeach. Both categories have to be stood up, have to be able to stand in order for them to be nifteh. V'yafilu b'almum meikaro, even a b'almum meikaro, meaning it only has kushas damim. V'chaytana devei Levi b'masnisei. Rav Levi even says in a braisa, afilu chaya, afilu of. Even if a makdash a chaya, which is obviously not going to be hukra v'an the mizbeach, and then the chaya dies, it has to be buried. Lahaksev osa. That's what's osa excluding. Osa tada bei levi kasha. That's a question. What is osa excluding according to bei levi? But either way, according to bei levi, who are these mysterious chachamim from a different brisa? They hold that all animals have to be stood up. Interesting, is there a svara for that? Looked around a little bit, not so much here they talk about it. Why an animal should have to be stood up, ha'amadava ha'aracha, before pidyon. Maybe that shows the significance to the hektish. If it's already lying on the floor, can't even stand up, that it's not a davar chashuv in order to be able to be poda. Either way, that is the halacha, period. Says the Gemara, last line, Aval Rabbanan, the pligulei de Reb Shimon Mai, just finishing up. Now we're getting back to the Reb Shimon that we quoted 5 lines ago. Reb Shimon Reb Shimon in the Mishnah in Temura Lamed Beis says, that was the line that he quoted, the more fourth wide line, the Gemara quoted the line from the Mishnah, the Reb Shimon holds, Kachi Bedek Abayis, if they die, they can be redeemed. There's a Rabbanan earlier in that Mishnah. So the Rabbanan, the Pligulei de Reb Shimon Mai, the Rabbanan who argue about Reb Shimon about something else, they were Temura. What do they hold about our case of Kachi Bedek Abayis, Hachanami de Besu Yifto, would they agree that if the animal dies, these Kachi Bedek Abayis, it would be able to be redeemed because there's a Mumei Karo? So, Ihachi, if that's true, then why did Rav say what we just started off with in today's shiur? Rav said, Zu divrei Reb Shimon. But if the Chachamim in that Mishnah of Temura would agree with Reb Shimon, Zu divrei Reb Shimon umach lakuso mi baylei. Rav should have said, this is the Shita of Reb Shimon and those who argue on him. Again, in contrast to Debei Levi, who would argue on our Mishnah, those Chachamim. But if it's Reb Shimon and the one who argues with him in that Mishnah in Temura, so Rav should have been more inclusive. So the Gemara says, no, Amri, Rav Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Rav must hold against that. Rav holds like Reish Lakish, Da'amar, L'Rabbanan. Reish Lakish holds that the Rabbanan in that Mishnah would argue. The Rabbanan in the Reb Shimon's Mishnah would argue, because they would hold, Kachi Bedek Abayis, Havi Bechlal Hamadav Aracha, Kachi Mizbeach, Lavi Bechlal Hamadav Aracha. The opposite of what we said. Bedek Abayis needs to stand up in order to be redeemed. Kachim Mizbeach does not have to stand up. Velomi Tukma Masisa Karabanan. And there, and Reish Lakish, and Rav follows Reish Lakish, would not learn, establish our Mishnah like the Rabbanan. Why? How do you know that? Diktari Seifa, V'immesu Yikavru. Because the Seifa, the second half of the Mishnah says, V'immesu, and if they die before Yikavru, that's by Kedushas HaGuf case. The second half of the Mishnah, which is where you had Hektish first, and then Amum Kavua. So that's Kedushas HaGuf, and what does the Mishnah say? It has to be buried. It has to be buried. Why can't you redeem it? It must be that our Mishnah holds, Kachim Mizbeach, have to stand up in order to be redeemed. And that's against this Rabbanan. That's Lo Havi Bechal Hamad of Aracha. So that's how you know already from the Sefer that it's against the Rabbanan. So that is Rav Shita, he would hold like Reish Lakish, who holds like this is the Shita of the Rabbanan, and that's why our Mishnah is only following Reb Shimon, not the ones who argue with Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, and of course, for sure, not Debei Levi. Just fitting that last line into, would there be a svarah to say this way? The opposite direction. Kachi Bedek Abayis would have to stand up and not Kachi Mizbeach? So one can suggest that Kachi Mizbeach are so inherently Kadosh themselves, so they're a davar chashiv itself. You don't have to stand them up to make them a davar chashiv, to show their chashivas. Inherently, they're about to be hooked on the mizbeach, and that something became a problem with it. So it could be that that would have inherent kedusha, and that's why they wouldn't have to stand up. Semicolon. Finishing up this section, says the Gemara, Mimai. So what did we just say? Our Mishnah must be against the shita of this Rabbanan that Reish Lakish says. Why? What's this shita of the Rabbanan? That kachi mizbeach cannot be redeemed if they die. Why? We assume that's because Kachim Mizbeach have to be stood up before they're redeemed. Hamad of Aracha. That's what our Mishnah holds. And the Rabbanan argue on that. They say it doesn't have to be stood up. So says the Gemara, maybe it's not so clear. Maybe it's not so clear that the Rabbanan would argue on the Mishnah. Why? Mimai, dehamesu yikavru mishum debai ha'amad of arachahu. Who says that's the reason for our Mishnah? That in our Mishnah they have to be buried. Dilma mishum de'im podin es ha'kachim la'achidol l'klavamu. There's a different reason. If this animal that was kachim mizbeach died, so there's a different reason why you can't redeem it. Because we have a rule, you don't redeem things just to feed to your dogs. You redeem something to eat. You don't redeem, we're going to talk more about this at the bottom. And the last line of this Amud, it also mentions that. We'll talk more about it in depth there. But, says the Gemara, maybe that's the Svara for our Mishnah. And really, our Mishnah might hold that Kachem Mizbeach do not need to be stood up, like the Shita of Reish Lakish's Rabbanan. And maybe our Mishnah is not against that Shita, but there's a different factor here. Because if the animal's dead, the animal died with that Shita, you're not going to be able to eat it. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Why? Amri Yim Kain, if that was the reason for the Mishnah, there's a different case the Mishnah could have said. Nisni Im Na'asu Trefa Yikvaru. If it became a Trefa, it should be buried. Why? Because if it became a Trefa, it's still able to stand up. But it's not, you can't eat it. So that would have been clearly the reason of Ein Poten Lahachilon L'Klavim, even though it's able to be stood up. The fact that it says died, it must be that the reason is that it is not able to be stood up. Number one. Or, V'Bayasema, La'olam Rav Krebi Yochanan Tzvira Lei. Or maybe Rav, who again, Rav was the one that said at the beginning of the shiur today, that this fish is only like Rav Shimon. Really, Rav holds like Rav Yochanan, that what Kachim is Beach do require to be stood up. V'tni, and change what he said, Zu Divrei Rav Shimon, U'mach L'Kuso. And really just add in that extra line, Zu Divrei Rav Shimon, U'mach L'Kuso. This whole discussion that we're having, relating to Psulei HaMukdashim and being poda them, being poda one of the Psulei HaMukdashim is a mitzvah daraisa. The Chinuch says in mitzvah kuf mem aleph, tof mem aleph. Tof mem aleph in Parshas Re'eh, shenitztavinu lifdos kadshim shenafo bahemum. It's a mitzvah daraisa. One of these situational mitzvahs. We always say, a mitzvah doesn't mean that we want to do every one of the 613 mitzvahs. We shouldn't want to do Hashavas Gezel. Right? Not one of those mitzvahs that should be put on our list. We shouldn't want to do Machzer Grushaso. We shouldn't want to do all of these. A mitzvah means, in every situation in life, we shouldn't want to do the mitzvah of Avelus. If Avelus is a mitzvah according to some Rishonim. A mitzvah just means, whatever situation we're in, so we have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks. So to here, we don't wish that our karbanos get mumim in them, but if they do, Hashem tells us what to do. So shenitztavinu lifdos kachim shenafa b'hem mum. We are commanded to redeem kachim that got a mum on it. V'lochin b'demayan behema acheres l'karban. And we are commanded to take with that money another karban. V'achra pidyom yotzim l'chulin v'zofchim v'ochlen osabaylam k'chulin gemurim. And the Baal will let it eat them after they are redeemed, just like a deer in an aisle, as we will see. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what is the shorish behind it? What's the hashkafa behind this mitzvah? Pidyon. Says the, you might have thought, oh, it's Baal Tashchis related. He has a different svara. Mishorshi HaMitzvah. Shai Michastei HaKeo Aleinu. It's Chastei Hashem. Why is it Chastei Hashem? Laharshos Osanu Lehanos Mi Behemos HaKarban Acher Shavu Behemum. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us Chesed to allow us to benefit from it. Why? V'yafa b'shekfar nifreshu lios kodesh v'koach shem shemayim chalalayim. You might say, how could you eat this in your house? It already was earmarked to be a karban. So you might say, Hashem is not going to be mevater. This was his, right? Machal shemayim. And that's, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. Give me a different one. Tzadiku Hashem, v'tztaka yasim briyosav, v'shevet malchuso, v'ramamuso, yakel me'alehem. V'lo yidakdik imam lomar, al tiku bakodesh, me'achar shahayel yafilu rega echad. Hashem's not matpid. Hashem's a vatrin. Right? That's what we are in this way. Right? So the vatrin, this is what Gemara says, if you say Hashem's a vatrin, then yivatrin ma'ohi. So you can't say that. But in this way, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. I know that this was mine. But no, it's okay. You can have it too. That's number one. The ode, and not only that, it's even a greater chesed, he makes it into a mitzvah. He knows we would want to do it anyway, and he made it into a mitzvah. The ode hifli chazdo imanu, the chiyavnu bidavar b'mitzvah saseh. She'ilu, and he says, this is so psychological, she'ilu hiniyach davar bishrutenu, if it was just a reshus, yeah, you could redeem the karban. You can redeem the karban. We still wouldn't want to touch it. We would be machmir. No, I'm not. It had some karban related to it. It actually just like goof. I'm going to redeem it. I'm going to eat it in my house. No. I'm going to be machmir and not. Avav, what's Kadosh Baruch Hu made it into a mitzvah? There's no chash. There's a mitzvah daraisa. Right, and therefore lo yishar shum chash beinyan, and you could eat it mi beli pikpuk klal without any pikpuk. So that's redeeming behemas kachim, right? And then he goes into the details, which hopefully we'll talk about in a few minutes. He talks about, is this a mitzvah that applies b'zman hazeh? Does the mitzvah p'di apply b'zman hazeh? So hopefully we shouldn't have any kachim walking around b'zman hazeh. So he says, hopefully not. He says, if we don't have any hektish, so we don't have any pinyon for this mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Okay, we'll talk about some of his details a little bit later when we get to it on Amud Beis. Okay, this is related to pidyon bali mumin. Aval, now up to the two dots. Tes vav on aleph. Aval kadam hekdeshan v'chulu. Kadam hekdeshan, so what's this case now? The second half of the Mishnah, where you had a perfect animal. You were makdish, a perfect animal. You didn't violate. In the first, the ratio of the Mishnah, there was Mishnah Daraisa you violated. You were makdish a balmum. Right? That was an avera. But in the second half, no, you was fine. You were makdish an animal, and it did not have a mum, or maybe it had a mum over, and then it got a mum kavua. Boom! Right when it gets a mum kavua, we have now entered the world of psulei hamukdashim. Psulei hamukdashim means something that is hukdash, and then something becomes a problem with it. The world of psulei hamukdashim, the major chakira of the achronim, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem later, seems to boil down to a machlokas between the brisker rav and the Reishis Bikurim, which there are others say it too, but we'll see it in the Brisker of the Reishis Bikurim. How do we look at Psulei Mukdashim? We know an animal was Kadosh, and then you're going to redeem it, but even after you redeem it, we're going to learn, as we've mentioned before, you could eat it, but you're not allowed to shear it, and you're not allowed to milk it. So why not? Do we look at Psulei Mukdashim as it's still, after you redeem it, it's still Kadosh, and that's why you have these Yisurim, but there's a lot of Heterim. You're allowed to eat it as chulin. It's still kadosh with a lot of heterim, or just the opposite. It's chulin gemurin, but it has some extra isurim. That's the major question. It's this quasi-status, psulei mukdashim. It's psula, it's mukdashin, but it's psulei. So how does that affect its status, especially after pidyon, where there is still the residual isurim of gizav avoda and chalav? How do we look at this issue? And again, that's going to be behind a lot of the Shakla Vitaria that we have on today's blot. Okay, here we go. Avakadam Ekdeshim Vachulu. So again, our case is where you amakdash it, then it got a mum, so then all the halachas apply. So minani mili, how do you know? What's the first halacha the Mishnah mentioned? If you're a demon, it's pater from Bechora. Right? If this animal still has remnants of being a karbon, and therefore, if it's a female and it has a firstborn, it does not have Kedushas Bechor. And also, it's pater from Matanos, as we saw. So how do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan. Tzvi. Because Psulei HaMukdashin in Sefer Dvarim is compared to a Tzvi. A Tzvi Vayotz Kivir. Compared to a deer, which is a Chaya. So Ma Tzvi pater from Bechor. Just like a Tzvi is pater from Bechor. Why? Because, Rashi quotes, by Bechor, it says Bechor Vatzon. Bakar Vatzon, or Chayiv and Bechor, so Absolei Mekdashin Paturim and Bechorah, so to Psulei Mekdashin is Pater from Bechorah, because of that comparison. I, Otsi Aniesa Bechorah, Velo Otsi Esa Matanos. Fine, it teaches me a Ptur Bechorah, but who says it teaches me a Ptur of Matanos? Right, Zerol, Chayayim, and Keva. How do you know that? Tamalomar, Ayo. Ma ayo pater mina bechora umina matanos absolei mukdashim pater mina bechora mina matanos. So we exclude, we compare psulei mukdashim to these animals to say they're pater from bechora and they're pater from matanos. So now the Gemara says, why don't you even go further then? Ima tzviva ayo chelbon mutter. If tzviva ayo had their chelev is mutter because they're right. It's tzviva chaya absolei mukdashim chelbon mutter. You're going to go that far? Psulei Mekdashin are behemoths. Right? You're going to say it's mutter, it takes on the status of chayas? So the Gemara says, no, don't go that far. Tamalomer achilek. Don't go that far. Meaning, the issue is how much do we, the Havamina was that we really compare these to chayas? And it gets the status of chayas? Kamashwa, and don't go that far? Either way, that is the Havamina, the big nafkamina. Right? What about, kisui hadam? What about, basar b'cholav? So many other nafkaminas. But the Gemara says, achilek to chelev. So is that telling me achilek to all other nafkaminas? L'chora. L'chora is dafka by the ones that the Gemara mentions. So let's talk about this for a minute, says the Gemara. Amarmar. Oti as abachar v'lo oti as amatanos. There was a havamina to exclude these animals, these psulei mukdashim from bachar, but to include them for matanos. To include them. So Maisha, what's the difference? Why would I have included one and not the other? So Rashi, the greatest teacher that we have here, notes that to read this line, it's not so smooth. I might have read it Maishna Otsi, right? Because it doesn't sound like Maishna, so Rashi throws in the word Umitarets. Just to clue us in that that's where the Gemara's answer starts. Umitarets. Otsi es habachar shenu shove bakol. I will exclude Bechor because that's a very common Isser. Shava Bakol, Otsi Zabachar She'enu Shava Bakol. I will exclude Bechor, which is not a common Isser, meaning it only applies to males. Fala Otsi Zabatanos Shavas Bakol. And I won't exclude Matanos. That's why I would have had the Hava Mina to include Matanos. Tamalomar Ayo. That's why it even says Ayo, which is excluded from Matanos as well. Period. Okay, so that's related to the difference between Bechor and Matanos. But continuing now with this comparison of Psule Hamukdashim to Chayos. Amalir Pavla Abaya. Imat Sviva Ayol Ein Oso Ves Bino Noeg Bahen. If Sviva Ayol don't have the Isra of Oso Ves Bino, that is Noeg by them. Why? Because again, it says Shor Oseh, right, by Oso Ves Bino. So Apsule Hamukdashim Ein Oso Ves Bino Noeg Bahen. So you should say Psule Hamukdashim also. There's no Isra of Oso Ves Bino. So the Gemara says back, that was Rav Papa's question to Abaya. So Abaya says, Amalei, one second. Lamai, Medamis Lahu. What are you comparing? These Psule Hamukdashim, they're behemoths, Rav Papa. So what are you comparing them to? There's one of two choices. They're either a Hekdash behema or a Chulin behema. Those are the only two choices. They're not Chayos. So, ilu chulin, oso ves bino noibo. Vilu kachim, oso ves bino noibo. So, I don't understand your question. Esabaya to Rapapa. Rapapa says, oh, oso ves bino shouldn't apply because you compare them to tzviva ayo. No, says Rabbi back to Rapapa, the Gemara is never saying that they're called chayos. They have certain halachos as a chaya, but they never lose their status of a behema. It's either a behema of hekdash or a behema of hedyot. So of course there's going to be this Rav Osef Espino. Amarlei, Rav Papa says, what do you mean? Ihachi, if it's such a davar pashut for you to say that it's a svara, that they're not chayos, ihachi gabi chelbo namine mahachi. So what about the question that we just asked 4 lines ago? By chelif too. Why do you have to say, oh, it's a xeris akasiv of ach, just say it's a svara. Lomai medamis lu, ilachulin chelben aser, ilachashim chelben aser. The chelif of all behemoths are aser. Right, so but elalav mi amrit achlo chelbon. But the Gemara had to come up with the gzeres akasiv. So you see, says Rav Papa, my question isn't such a crazy question, right? If the Gemara had to come up with the gzeres akasiv to teach me chelev, so too oso ves bino must be a good question. But Rav Papa continues to answer his own question. That's our gersa. Imanami ach velo oso ves bino. It must be ach is limiting it to all of the other halachas. Chelav oso ves bino, and maybe the other nafkamin is not to stretch it so far in the comparison between chayos and psule hamukdashim. By the way, we had a discussion a few months ago, I think, talking about ayels. This isn't an ayel. Right, isn't an ayel like a ram? A ram is a behemoth. It's brought on the mizbeach. But an ayel is a different type of animal, which is a chaya. That's what we're talking about here. I'm sorry, some type of deer. Yeah. So Rava Amar, Viter. So Rava finishing relating to this question also of Rapapa Nabaya. In the sources. Rava Amar, Ach, Losov Esbeno Da'asa. You know what? You don't have to learn both of them from Ach. Ach, you could just learn for Osov Esbeno. To teach me Ach, Ach is always a miyat. Meaning, don't compare Psuli and Mekdashim regarding this halacha of Osov Espino. Really, Osov Espino is Noe by Psuli and Mekdashim. The Chelbo, Midamo Nafka. But Chelev, how do you know Chelev is Usher? You know it from the Pasuk of Damo. It says the Dam of the Psuli and Mekdashim is Usher. So that's how you know, right, Rak as Damo. Right, Rashi quotes on the first medium line. Right, Dechsiv, Rak as Damo lo sochel. The Gemara quotes it, Rashi expands on it. So it says, don't eat the blood, so that means don't eat the chelev. So, my Damo, what is it, how do you know that? Because, what does it mean that you can't eat the blood of the Psulei Mekdashin? Ilema Damo mamish, if it's literal blood, so lo yeel Damo ditzviva ayol. So, it's no worse than the Damo of the Chayos, atu Damo ditzviva ayol mishari. Right, that's also too. What's the Havamina that the Dam would be mutter that the Torah has to tell me, don't eat the blood? So, Ella, Damo, Chelbo. What damo really means here is the chelev of the animal. V'lichto brachmana chelbo. So why doesn't it write it? Why it writes this is very unusual. It says chelev. It says dam really means chelev. So where it says, no. Ikaz brachmana chelev. If the Torah only said chelev here, hava amina ahani hakeshav ahani kra. I would have used the pasuk and the comparison to chayos as follows. Ahani hakeshav lamuti mikaris. Even though usually the iser dam is iser karis. I would have compared it to chayas and say to exclude it from kares. But if it would, again, if it would have said chelev, I would have said, I'm sorry, chelev is usually iser kares. The fact that it's in the context compared to chayos, chayos don't have an iser chelev. So I would have said, oh, it's at least comparable enough that there's no kares. Knock it down one level. If I would have had the hekesh lemut be kares, the chikas of kares a ochel chelev behema hu dechsiv shenamar ki kol ochel chelev and amehema. So I would have used the hekesh to chaya to knock it down one level. V'yahani kra, and then the pasuk though says it's aser. We'll make him a label lafa alma to teach me that it's aser. It's just not kares. That's how I would have understood the psukim. If it would have just said, don't eat chelev. Lahach yafkir achmana balashin damo, that's why it says blood, don't eat blood, meaning chelev, lomar, lacha, madamo bakaris, avchelbo bakaris. It really means chelev, because there's no chiddush to tell me the dam. But to teach me, it's just as asr as dam is. Dam is Mr. Karis, and this is Mr. Karis. And we spoke a lot about the Isra of dam in various contexts. Not for now. Finishing up till the bottom. V'yatana ach v'lo chelbo kamar. But doesn't it, we already excluded chelev from ach. So what do you, it's already limited. So what is this drasha meant to be? So what is it? No, hachi kamar. Ilu lo nomar damo hayisi omar ach v'lo chelbo. If it wouldn't have said dam, then I would have had that exclusion. Achshav shenemar damo lo osav esbenohu da'asa. And therefore, you don't need that for chelev, because chelev is learned out from the word dam. Okay, so these are just the drushas getting through in terms of the sources that Psuli HaMikdashin is pater from Osov Espen, pater from Bechora, pater from Atanos, but all other halachas, it has the regular halachas of a behema. Now we get into the next section of the Mishnah. Ve'ena yosel l'chulin. The Mishnah said in the second half that they do not go lechulin li gazeiz v'le'aveid. When you redeem a animal that had full kedushas aguf and then got a mum and you're po'd to it, you still can do whatever you want with it. There's still a limited usage. What are the limited usage? Binani mili from the following: the Tanur Rabbanan, tizbach v'lo giza. You're allowed to shech the animal, but you're not allowed to shear it. Basar v'lo chalav. You're allowed to eat the flesh of the animal, but you can't eat the meat. You can't eat the milk. You can eat it, but you cannot give it to your dog. Mikan shein podim asakotshim lachilon leklavim. Right? So this is what you learn from here. You eat it, but not your dog. You can't redeem it in order to give it to your dog. We mentioned back in the first parak, in the poor shita of the Rush. The Rush, here in Bechoros, and Aleph Yad Aleph says, the Isra of Giza is only when you're shearing it for your own personal needs. But let's say you're shearing it, aval ib hayas sa'aro misubach umaziklo. Let's say the hair is hurting the animal. Oh, shahaisalo maka bimakam saros. Or it has a wound, you have to shave it near there, begozazo, vikover haseyar. Then you're allowed to shear it and bury the hair. Shalo nasra bogiza ela mitoras hana'a. Avo belav de lo saguz lese. Kivan de lesbe ela kedushas damim. After it was redeemed, the gara nami mishak lishes dam the gazer beig yisur gizva voda v'chuli continues. Anyway, but that is the discussion of the Rush, that the Isra of Giza only applies if it's for your own benefit. But if you have to do it for other purposes, that would be okay. Number one,
you're gonna give it to the
code. No, that's not rishas agais. Next, there is interesting machlokes mikatze el katze. Right, it's halacha. You're not allowed to be podeh kachim to feed it to dogs. Tosfos and Zvachim on daf ayin aleph amid beis. Tosfos says this iser of redeeming kachim to feed it to your dogs only applies if it is impossible for you to feed it to a person. If it's only right to feed it to your dog, that's when you're not allowed to redeem it. There's no purpose. If it died, so you have to bury it. But let's say it's ra'ui for a person to eat it. So then, there is no iser to give it. to the dog. Says the Tosis. Inami, but the Chazam Lachin Laklavim, Hani, Milheha Delo Chazu Ela Laklavim, Kigon Kachim Shemesu, O Nitrafu, Avohani, the context there, that's in Perka Hatarovis. Avohani, Asura Machmas Trefas Chulin Shedis Avubahan, Avoh, what if you have an animal that just got mixed up, so you don't know what it is, you have to redeem it. Inherently, it's okay. You're just not going to be, you don't know which one is the Trefa, which one is not. So then there's no Isser. Ain potent only applies where it's purely, only, inherently, ro'i l'klavim. But if it's only ro'i l'klavim mitzitcha, from your standpoint, but the animal itself is ro'i, then the iser does not apply. That is the shita of Tosfos. Ain potent l'achilon is only a case where it's eino ro'i ela l'klavim, inherently. Not just because the gavra doesn't know which animal is which, but the animal itself has a problem with it. That's when the iser applies.
Then you can be
poed to and be machlot leklavim if it's ra'ui for people. The Yamsha Shlomo says maybe you should not give it to the dogs directly. Maybe you should still derech bizayin. You should be careful with it. But that is Tosis. Fascinating. The total opposite shita. The Rashban Baba Kama quotes from the Ravid. The Rashban for the Ravid says the Ravid of Nun Aleph says if it is only ra'ui for dogs, then everybody would agree you can't be poda. Says machlokas, poded ain't poded. Everybody who gives only right for dogs, for sure you can't be poded. The only machlokas is if it's ra'ui for people, if it's ra'ui also for people, then the sheet of a poden says you're also not allowed to be poded there. Mashenkin, there's other sheet out there. But if it's only ra'ui for dogs, then for sure you cannot be poded. That makes it worse. Tosa says it makes it right? Did I say the opposite? Lafilman, let me read it. Lafilman, there are poed because of our rivezal. The dafka b'shahayu bo mum haosro ba'achila kishabado to lo karina bevi achaltav lo laklavecha. Avol b'malmum she mutter lehedyot. I'm sorry, I said it the opposite way. The rivez says that if it's ro'i for a person, then for sure you can't be poed lachila laklavim. That case that the Tosfos was talking about. It's roi for people. Tosfos said, okay, if it's roi for a person, then there's no iser. Because you're not doing it lachin l'klavim. The Ravid says, no. If it's roi, that's even worse. You take it like it's roi for a person and be machle l'klavim, that will make it worse. So it's interesting. Two opposite shitas. Tosfos and Zachamayan Aleph and the Ravid quoted in the Rashban, Bokama, Daf Nun Aleph. Okay. Two opposite shitas relating to this halacha of podin lachin l'klavim. Continues the Gemara, turning over, Ika da Amre, a different source for how do you know this limit, Tizbach the Achalta. You shall shech the animal and you will eat it. In this context, Ein lecha bahen, the Bach switches one word here, Ein lecha bahen, Ela heter achila, mishazvicha ve'elach. He puts the Ela before. The only thing you have with this animal is eating it. That's the what you have. Aval poden as a kachim lahachilan le aval. Right, he changes that. Gives a poden as a kachim lahachilan leklavim. Meaning, the only issue is that when you have a heter, you are only allowed to eat it. Meaning, there's an iser of giza and iser of avoda. But giving it to your dog is not usser. The first day, darshan it for the word viachalta. You have to eat it and don't give it to your dog. The second, ikadamri, is no, tizbach v'yachalta. When you shechta, you are only allowed to eat it. And you can't do anything else with it, like giza and chalav, but there would be no problem with giving it to your dog. Right? These are the 2 days in the Gemara, podin or ain't potin. The Brisker Rav points out, if you look at this language closely, that the matir for psulei mukdashin is shkita. Tizbach v'yachalta, says the Brisker Rav. Interesting. He quotes this from his brother of Moshe. The Brisker Rav on page Nunhei quotes his brother. Mipi achi hagram zatzal. He says that the mat psuli mekdashin zvichason materes leisr kodesh shalahen. The Griz assumes that psuli mekdashin is hektish. That's the key assumption. Even after you're poda it, the reason there's an isr of giza vavoda is because it's still a carbon, it's still kachim, and that's why it has heterim. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to shecht it and eat it in your house. But the iser that flows, the iser of gizon avoda, is because of its hektish status, and therefore, once you shecht it, kol shen nishchat, Iklusha kedusha say ve'ein bo iser rak midrabanan. It's iser drabanan for certain things, but that is the language of the Griz on page Nun Hey in his commentary on the Rambam. We will see somebody who says something very different in 2 minutes. Okay, but that is the Briskarov. Keep that in mind. But again, that's definitely a shita in Achronim. It's kodesh. It still has limited residual kedusha from what it was. Period. Two dots. Vladon the chelbon aser lacher pidyonim. It's the vlad and it's the babies that come out of this karbon the chelbon and the chalav the milk aser lacher pidyonim. It's aser after the pidyon. So hechidam. We're going to focus on the vlad. Focus on the vlad. So what vlad are we talking about? When was the pregnancy? When was the, we spoke about this earlier also. So, there are three possibilities. Right? If everything happened after you were poda it, you were poda, psule amagdashim, and then it got pregnant, and then it gave birth, so then, what, then of course, it's, it should be totally mutter. Vlad sviva ayol ninu. It's just like the vlad of a chaya. It's already nifte. If it's already nifte, it should be totally mutter. Ela de'iaber lefnei pidyonam v'shal lacher pidyonam. What's the case in the Mishnah that says it's usser? Right? What's the case of usser? Usser means you're in limbo. You don't know what to do. The Gemara is going to talk about what you're supposed to do with it. But it must be, it became pregnant before you were podit, and it gave birth after you were podit. That's the case that's in limbo. But, ha lifnei pidyonan mikdash nami kachi. If it became pregnant, it gave birth while it was still hektish, even though it got a mum already, that for sure, it's still kadosh. So, just to summarize, the Gemara just said three things. If, by Psulei Makdashim, if the animal becomes pregnant and gives birth before you are po to it, it's kadosh. Are you allowed to even be makrevit? We'll see in a second in the Gemara. If it was pregnant before, pregnated while it was before Pidyon, and gave birth after Pidyon, that's where the Mishnah says usser. Limbo, you can't be makrevit, and you can't redeem it, possibly. And then the third case, if everything happened afterwards, after Pidyon, then it's yours. It's chulin. That's what the Gemara says. A couple of points. It says the Reishis Bikurim. Right here. It says the Reishis Bikurim. Why, if everything happens afterwards, is it totally chulin? It still has an Isser of Giza Vavoda on it. Right? It's a very strong question. It still has an Isser of Giza Vavoda. And if you say like the Griz, why is there an Isser of Giza Vavoda? Because it's still a little kadosh. So then why is it so pashut to the Gemara that if this animal is impregnated and gives birth after Pidyon, it's chulin kaburin? It still has an iser on it. It still has some residual effects. So why is it so obvious to the Gemara that this is true? Says the Reishis Bikurim, let me explain. Because I don't think there's any kedusha left to this psulei mikdashin after you poda it. V'yish lahasbir ta'afsha aser begida va'avoda o afilu b'shar hanos mikol makom kedusha ein bahem. There's no kedusha. Da hapidyon hifkia hakedusha rak iser nishar migzeres hakasiv avalo kedusha. And he quotes Rabbeinu Gershon from Ardaf, v'lad sviva ayel klomar chulin ninu. It's chulin. And then he quotes a fascinating mashal. He quotes a Tvuo Shor. By certain types of treifis, there's an Isser Nevela, even though there's no Tumas Nevela. We discussed that. Maybe by Mefarcheses, there's an Isser of Nevela before Tumas Nevela. So he says if it works in the world of Tuma, maybe it can work in the world of Kedusha too. There's no more Kedusha here, even though there's still an Isser here. He gives that mashal. He says, "De'la'achar ha'pidyon paka kedusha l'gamrei mikolachem ha'iser nishar v'kiva de'lesbu kedusha rak iser greida ein vla nesar rak bekotchem gzeras akosavu asher yil l'chol l'rabos vlados mashaiki bazed de'emem kedusha." That's a shita. And then he says one more beautiful thing. He says, "V'im tomar, one second, but still, what about the principle of a yot hayotzi min ha'aser aser? If the mother has totally, it doesn't have kedusha, but has isurim. So shouldn't there be any isurim related to the baby?" Says the Reishis Bikurim, hayotze min ha-blank blank only applies if there's a status in the cheftza. But the isur gizav avoda is just on the gavra. We, who are poda, cannot shear and do work with it. That's not passed down. Hayotze min atame. Halesa, the yotze min ha-isser shenis rabba me'atzmeyim v'chulu lo shayach el b'isser chefza. Mashenkin b'zedav yisser gavra, kivan sheguf habasar mutar b'achila, I efshar shiyeh isser chefza. Deraka pa'ulos shel gizv avoda asuros v'lo guf ha-chaticha. And he quotes other sources, but that is the beautiful Rashi's Bikurim, explaining why it's so pasha to the Gemara that if everything happens after the pidyon, it is going to be mutter.
If somebody else did Giza, then is the more lesson.
If somebody else did Giza, yeah, but still the
I'm saying
it's Isra on the Gavra. So you're saying is it only Usher to the Gavra himself? I think it is Usher. I think it's Usher if anybody does the Giza. I think it is Usher. Right. No, it might be if the Gavra does a Maisa Aveira on it, so then it's still you're right. If it's purely on the Gavra, so you're saying you understand though that if the Gavra did it, that Gavra would be also to it? Mishum Knas? That would be enough. I mean, if there's any type of Isser, you might say the root of it is the Isser Gavra. If it's a Gavra, but you still might say that it's expanded, that extended to the Bikones, the Chefsa, if it's done by Isser. Still might say that. Okay. So we have these three levels of when the baby was born. Three cases. So minani mili. So how do we know this case? That what? That there still would be a status of a baby being born to a balmum. So minani mili detan rabbanan. Zachar, what are we talking about here? Third line of Rashi. Rashi says there's an extra pasuk by Shlomim. Im zachar im nekevat tamim. Right? It's an extra pasuk. So zachar l'rabbo says avlan. That's to include a vlad shlamim is a shlamim, and a vlad of any carbon is a carbon. Unikave, al rabos is a tamura. Tamura of any carbon has the status of that carbon. Ve'ainli, al vlad tamimin, veturas tamimin. I only know the vlad of and the tamura of tamim animals. Vlade ba'ali mumin, utamuras ba'ali mumin minayin. How do you know even of from ba'ali mumin animals, which we're talking about? Kishu omer im zachar larabos vlad bali mumim im nekeva larabos tumuras bali mumim semicolon. Right, so that's the pasuk we include even vlados and tumuras of bali mumim, which is the context of our case. So says the Gemara, Osan. There's more here. There's we'll wait with it. Osan vlados shal achar pidyon amatei aleim. So getting back to the question before, these babies that were impregnated before Pidyon and were born after Pidyon. The Mishnah says Aser. So what do you do with them? Osam v'lado shalacha b'yonam atahe alein. So lifnei Pidyonan miflik pligi b'hu. If everything happened before Pidyon, that's a machlokas elsewhere. Ika lamanda amar kachili kar. If some say totally kod, totally kudushas aguf, it can be makrav them. Again, what are we talking about? A baby born to psulei mekdashin before Pidyon. So some say, because it doesn't have the problem with the balmum. The ikalamanda amar kachi l'ri'ya. You have to wait till let it graze, till it gets a mum, and then use the money to buy a carbon. But la'achar pidyon matei aleihem. But what about the ones that were impregnated before and were redeemed after? And the Mishnah says aser. So what are you supposed to do with those? So amar afhuna, kotsin l'kibavei mason. Nothing, let him die. Right? It's like the chatos mesos. There's nothing to do with them. They're stuck in a limbo period forever. Tehechi levit, because what are you supposed to do with them? Likravinu, you want to be makrav of them? You can't. Mikala kedusha duchuya kaasu, because they come from a pushed away kedusha, because you already poda this animal. So it's a very, very weak kedusha it comes from. Lifrakinu, you want to redeem it? Lo alimi libitvas pidyonan, but it itself isn't strong enough to be redeemed. So there's nothing to do, so you just have to let it die. Says the Gemara. Ami b'marav, one second. There's a possibility of what to do with it. Ami b'marav, mishved Rabbi Chanina, smoch samoch lepidyonan matfisan l'shem oso zevach. No, before you redeem it, have in mind that you're going to give it as a carbon. Says the Gemara, what? You just said you can't redeem it. Samoch lepidyonan l'meimah devei pidyoninu? You can't redeem it. What are we talking about? So Ella, says the Gemara, no. This is a solution. Ema samoch lepidyon iman matfisan l'shem oso zevach. What does that mean? You have a pregnant psulei hamakdashin. You're about to redeem. Have in mind, at that moment before you redeem it, this baby is going to be a carbon. This baby is going to be the carbon of the mother. At that moment, you have now made it an independent entity. And you've given it strong enough kedusha for itself to stand on its own. And that is what we paskin. If you look in the chinuch, and the Rambam says you can give that as a carbon. You get a scar. The Rashi says you have to wait till it gets a mum, re'ia. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Psula in Usur Mizbeach you could give that as a carbon. And that's what the Chinuch says. The Chinuch says, let's talk about babies of Psula Yamakdashim. And the Chinuch of Kufim Aleph, that I said before, Im Yolda, if it gave birth to a baby before Pidyon, the Vlad Shutamim Makrivin Oso. But if it was Desire before and that afterwards, what do? Right beforehand, your Matvis is L'shem Kedushas Karban. Right? And that way you're able to save this animal. Fine. Says the Gemara, but again, what I just said quickly, but I'll just say it slower and clearer right now. There is a machlokas, Rashi Rambam. So what do you do with that baby after it's born? Could you give it as a carbon? The Rambam says yes. Rashi here on the second to last skinny line, Rashi says, you know, even there you have to wait till it gets a mum and redeem it. But then it's at least redeemable. The other alternative is that you have to let it die. It's not even redeemable. Period. Okay, time am I. What are we asking on? So Rashi has a couple of deyas here. We'll go with the last one, which Rashi says is the Iker deya. Rashi says, we're going back onto the Mishnah. The question on the Mishnah is, why are these Vlados Asuros? Why? Why are they stuck in limbo? Says the Gemara, the ones that were pregnant before and gave birth after. Amr Rabbi Levi, Gezerah Shemi Yagadol Ben Adarim Adarim. Because it's really a Gezerah Durabanan. If you will say that they're mutter, then when somebody's poted their Psulei HaMakdashim and they're pregnant, they're going to wait a while till they have babies. Or maybe they'll wait till they mate and have babies because the babies will be useful to them. And then there's a big chash that there's going to be a michshol. You have these Psulei HaMakdashim that are Aser Begiz of Avoda. And Chalav walking around. So if Chazal asu them midrabanan, so then you'll shech them right away and eat them, which is what you're supposed to do with Psulei HaMakdashim. Period. Okay, next question. Boy minei ravina merav sheshes. Ma'ushe matfison lekol zavach sheyirtze. We just said in this case where you have a baby, a Psulei HaMakdashim that's pregnant. So what do? Right before you redeem it, you designate that the baby should be a separate carbon. Could you pick the carbon of your choice? Can you pick any type of carbon you want? Or do you have to do it whatever carbon the mother is? Which one? So Omer le e matfisan. No, you're not allowed to be matfis them to anything you want. My time. Why? Omer le gomar bisharecha mi bechor. You learn it from bechor. Ma bechor in matfisan lechazelach sheyirtze. Just like bechor, you can't be matfis to anything. Dechsev ach bechor asher yivukar l'Hashem bivheima lo yatish yisho. So a bechor is a bechor. You can't change his kedusha. So afani imat fizachozav sheyirtze. So too, this carbon you cannot change its kedusha. Tosfos points out, beautiful lumdish Tosfos, it's not exactly parallel. A bechor in utero you can change its kedusha before it's born. It becomes a bechor b'shas leida. Tosfos says pirish mishe nolad. The Gemara say just like a bechor you can't change its kedusha when it's born. So to these animals you can't change its kedusha even in utero. That's the parallel here. Avo b'mei ha'imo yachoshos lo zevach acher. Pasuk the Gemara says in Tzmura. Mikol makom says Tosfos yafina minei shaper v'lodes p'lei mekdashim. Still though it can be a good source for p'lei mekdashim. Dei mishana lo zevach acher afilu b'mei ha'iman. Even though it's not parallel. Because you're saying a Bechar after is born and these babies p'lei b'mei ha'iman. Why does that work? Tosfos adds. K'mo she'in yachol l'shanos Bechar mishachala alav kedushas Bechar. Just like you can't change Kedusha's Bechar once Kedusha starts, which is at birth, so to these you can't change when his Kedusha starts, but their Kedusha starts earlier. Their Kedusha starts earlier because they're a Karban already. Their mother's a Karban. And their Kedusha flows from their mother. So that's why it's still a parallel. The parallel is you can't change Kedushas and Karbanas once the Kedusha has already kicked in. That's Tosfos. Period. Tani Kavasi Rav Sheshes. Let's prove Rav Sheshes is correct that when an animal is Psulei Mekdashim in the real sense, meaning it's the seifa of the Mishnah, where at first it was Hukdash and then it got a Mum Kavua, so you cannot change that. So Tani Kavasi Rav Sheshes, of course, this long Brisa, and the end of it is a riot to Rav Sheshes. Kodshim is basically going to repeat a lot of what we saw in our Mishnah. Kodshim Shemukada Mum Kavua like Deshan. Kodshim that a Mum Kavua came before you amakdash them. Like the Reisha of our Mishnah, v'niftu and yiridi them chayav mebechor b'matanos. It's chayav in bechor b'matanos because it only had kedushas damim. Bein lebnei ben yilz ve'acha ben yonam hagoziz vavi ben enus avikatsar abayim. Before, even before you redeemed it, if sure afterwards, if you sheared or worked them, you don't get malchus because it only has kedushas damim. Bein lefnei pidyonim bein lacha pidyonim enos and tmura. There's no tmura because it only has kedushas damim. V'lefnei pidyonan mo'alin bahen. But before pidyon, you're mo'al because there is me'ila. by Kedushas Damim. Ula achra pidyonim ein malin bahen, because then it's chulin. Uvlado say, and chol v'niftin tmimin, you can redeem it even when it's a tamim. Umatfis on lechol zevach sheyirtse, those you can make into any carbon you want. Klolo shel davar, harein kechulin lechol devrayim, because these animals are basically chulin. It had a mum before you amaktish it. Ein lechol bahem ala mitzvahs iloi bilvad. There's only a mitzvah of iloi, which means pidyon. There's only a mitzvah to redeem it. That's all you got to do. There's no real kedushas haguf here. But avokadim mekdeshes muman omum over lekdeshon, so it really has full kedusha. Uli acha mikan olam mum kavua. Then it got a mum kavua v'niftu, and you redeemed it. Then peturim abakar ben matanos. Then it's pater, as we saw in Amud Aleph, because that has kedushas haguf. Bein lefnei binyonim bein yilacha binyonim hagoz isvavi ben sovik asar boim. Before or after pidyon, it doesn't matter. Giz iser giz vavoda. It's an iser daraisa. Ubein lefnei pidyonim bein yilacha binyonim osin tvura, because it has kedushas haguf. Lefnei pidyonim olin bohem, because it has kedushas haguf. Lacha pidyonim olin bohem, because it doesn't have full kedusha anymore. There's just an iser of giz vavoda. Even the Greeks would have to admit to that. That's the halacha. Vlado sayen kodesh, the ain niftin tmimim. Its babies are kodesh and cannot be redeemed tmimim. The ain matvison lechol zerach sheyirtze. There's the Rifshesh's line. And you can't change the kusha to anything you want. Klol shel davar, hari henke hektish lechol devrayim. It's hektish like lechol devrayim. So again, it fits embedded to the Grizz more than the Rishas Bikurim. It says it is hektish lechol devrayim. The ain lechabohen ela heter achila bovad. And it only has. It, you only have heter achiva, meaning it sounds like it's kadosh, but it doesn't sound like it's chulin with a couple of isurim. Just finishing up, klolo shel davar dereisha lasuye. What is that general line in the reisha adding? Lasuye shochtem achus to pater. It's adding in that halacha that was beferish in the Mishnah. Shchut echutz is pater in that place. Klolo shel davar deseifa lasuye chelbo. To include chelbo is also asur. Okay, but this is the Gemara about Psuli Hamakdashim, and it talks all about changing the Kedusha. Just to remember, to end with this, that the beautiful thought that we like to quote from Rav Schechter, quotes in Ginas Egos, about Kiddush, that he says, I'm not sure if he got this from the Rav or it was his own, that by Kiddush we know it's going to be Shabbos even if I don't make Kiddush. But there's still an inyun of mitzvah lahakdisho. There's a mitzvah to add my own personal element to Shabbos by being makadei Shabbos and sanctifying Shabbos. And the mashal given is the din of Shmuel and Maseches Nedarim. Afal pisha bechar is makadesh beirecha, mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah for me to say, I am being makdish this bechar, even though it's automatic. So, Argamar spoke about, could you switch that Kedusha? Once it's born, you can't switch that Kedusha. But still, even though it's automatic once it's born, it's still a mitzvah lahakdisho. Beforehand, you could switch it, but once it's born, one cannot switch it. Okay, so that's the related to some of the psulei mikdashim. But remember, the lumdus being, is it kadosh with a couple of heterim, or is it not kadosh with a couple of isurim? That was the Griz and the Rishis Bikurim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue on Wednesday. Bez Hashem, Wednesday morning. Okay, we'll stop here.